Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Thursday, May the 4th, and you have tuned in to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. I'm Jack. Across from me is Jim. And we are talking today with actually two sets of guests, three guests total, will be joining us in the studio, starting with Emma Gibson and Camille Belfons from Leadership Sandpoint, here to talk about their Cinco de Mayo party, which if you speak Spanish, you know that Cinco de Mayo is tomorrow, the 5th of May. We'll be talking all about that and what Leadership Sandpoint is up to. Before we get into conversation with them, and I'll talk about the weather, but first, let me continue to tell you who else is coming up on the show today. Dino Wall from the festival at Sandpoint will be here later on, and if you haven't heard the lineup for the festival 2017, well, you're going to hear it this morning, and she can talk about that and her and the process that they went through to arrive at these artists. And also, you may not have heard who the opening acts are yet. I don't know if that's been widely publicized, but you will hear about it today. That's all coming up on The Morning Show. First, let me give you a little weather report. I almost want to do this in reverse chronological order and give it a happy ending. Today's high is 76 degrees. It's going to be sunny today and basically beautiful. A wonderful day. Tonight is mostly clear with a low down to 53 degrees. And then tomorrow, there's a 70% chance of showers with a high near 70. On Friday night, showers are likely, low down to about 49 degrees Fahrenheit. And on Saturday, an 80% chance of showers in the morning, diminishing as the day goes on, in a high near 59 degrees on Saturday. Saturday night, a 50% chance of showers, low down to 46 degrees. And then on Sunday, a 30% chance of showers. So, you know, we're improving, in a high near 64. Slight chance of showers on Sunday night, and then on Monday, a slight chance of showers again in a high near 67 degrees. That's Monday, and that's your forecast for the weekend. So a beautiful Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday and Sunday, I guess.
Let it rain.
We're not quite finished with reading season yet.
Not quite. Hey, This is Cuatro de Mayo.
It is. and here's Jim Healy celebrating his third spring.
This is my third spring. You're absolutely correct. I was over in Europe about a month and a half ago in Netherlands, in Amsterdam, and the gardens there were having tulips galore. And then I was in Indiana about 3-4 weeks ago, and more tulips. And then I come here, and I've noticed in parts of town tulips are open, but those in our backyard are still budding.
Well, what do you got? North is your backyard to the north? Is that the deal?
It's to the north. The house blocks the sunlight, the growth up front, which gets southern exposure. But so I sent my friends in Amsterdam a photograph yesterday of my third spring. But I don't mind it. I love spring.
Yeah. A nice long spring is something, right before we went on the air, we were saying spring in North Idaho could stand to be a little longer, quite frankly.
Emma and I were talking about that we love to see the temperatures in the 70s, but lower 60s for a couple of weeks would be really pleasant.
Yeah.
But it's good to be here. Have you introduced our... I have to step out. I had an important phone call. And have you introduced our guests?
Barely. I mentioned who they were, but I have not yet said good morning. So let's do that now. Good morning to Emma Gibson and Camille Belfons from Leadership Sandpoint. You are here representing that group, which is part of the... or a program underneath the auspices of the Chamber of Commerce, the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, and here to talk about that Cinco de Mayo. As we said, good morning to you both.
Good morning, and thank you for having us. We're excited to be here.
Nice work on the good morning.
That was almost in harmony.
I know.
Did you pick that up, Jack? Uh-huh.
We practice, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, very well done. So let's start by talking about what exactly Leadership Sandpoint is. You guys are, it's a program. It's not like an ongoing organization, or at least you won't be involved with it.
Correct.
Perpetually. This is a time-sensitive kind of thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Emma, why don't you?
So leadership is a 2-year-long program for us. And so you actually apply to be part of the program. And in the program are a bunch of different professionals in the area. And we all get together and it's a class once a month. And with each class, we get exposed to different parts of the community. So we had an arts and culture day. We had a healthcare day. We had a economic drivers day.
History day.
So you really get a taste of everything going on. And the goal is that through this process, something sparks your interest or something moves you to then go and pursue it further and get involved in the community in a deeper level. So it's a great way to meet other professionals in the area and also just get to know our community better and where we live. So it's really exciting.
So who would be the target audience of Leadership Sandpoint?
So that's what's kind of cool about it, because we get people from a crossroads of the community. Anyone that's interested in being involved in the community or learning more about it. I'm relatively new to the community. I've been here 6 years. We have some people that have been here just months in the group. And then Emma was born and raised here.
A native.
Mm-hmm. So, and I think it's a learning experience no matter what kind of how long you've been here or where you work. There's always something new to learn.
Yeah, I've been surprised how much I've learned. I thought I knew a lot about Sandpoint, but there's so much new and evolving and then history behind it that's really special to learn. So
we're in the program for 2 years. The first year you take all of the classes, and then the second year you facilitate all of the classes. So it's kind of a self-sustaining program that way.
Oh, could you explain that a little bit more? I didn't make that leap of participating, being a member of the group, and then a facilitator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the first year you participate as a class member, and then the following year you organize all the classes for the oncoming class, so for the upcoming group. So, for example, Health and Human Resources, we took that class this year. We went to the Bonner General Health, and we learned from different sort of a cross-section of the community that supports health in mental and physical health throughout Sandpoint and Bonner County. And then we give feedback on how we think that class went, except for that feedback comes right back to us. And the following year, we get to facilitate and decide, you know, where should that class be held? Who should we be hearing from? How can we improve it? And then we actually don't graduate until the end of the second year after we've facilitated all those classes.
So all of the participants become facilitators.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And what would be the average size of a group of participators?
Ours is 15. And last year it was around, I want to say 18. And that was the biggest class last year. But each year it's been growing and it's getting more momentum. And that's great. And I believe Kate McAllister is the one who heads it. And she, I believe, accepts 20.
Yeah, I think the range is between minimum about 10. Mm-hmm, and then the max would probably be around 20. Mm-hmm. And so all of this is done through the Chamber of Commerce. And they're really the ones that started the program. And
I think another big part of this is Kate does board training every class. And so you learn how to participate and be a contributing member on a board of directors. It's really educational. And so I think that's mainly why kind of professionals and people who want to get involved more in the community participate, is because it's really kind of a starting point to furthering that aspect of your life.
I think it also goes back, Emma, to what you said about you've learned so much about the community. There's a learning process going on there. I'm sure Jack and I would agree, by interviewing interesting people like you and Camille, that we learn a lot about North Idaho and Sandpoint. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
So if anyone out there would be interested in leadership, you can connect with us at the Chamber of Commerce. We'll be recruiting for next year's class this summer. And the classes run from September to May once a month. It's a great opportunity to learn more about the community and then also find different ways that you can contribute.
And so while this class is going on, which you are now, you're about 3/4 of the way done with your the student portion of the class, But while this is going on, you're also kind of simultaneously planning some kind of an event, a fundraiser?
Correct. Is that... Yeah, so one of the classes is dedicated to hearing from different nonprofit groups in the community. And this year we heard from 13 different groups. And they present either a project or funding that they need to us. And as a class, we decide which ones we want to then have the Cinco de Mayo fundraiser for. And so this year we ended up picking Kiniksu Land Trust and Food for Our Children. And we chose both of them because they both really focus on the health of the children in our community. So we thought, why not join them together and have one event and bring everyone together to raise funds for the kids in our community?
So Kiniksu Land Trust is doing something cool this summer. It's through the ParkRx program. So what that means is when kids in need are going to their school counselor or their doctor, their doctors know about this program and can literally write an RX, a prescription, to go to this camp for free. So it's an opportunity for kids to get outside and get engaged and involved, get moving, and really targeting kids who might not have had that opportunity otherwise. And that's all being organized by Kiniksu Land Trust in partnership with other groups as well.
And I think what really spoke to us about that group is it's in the summer, and that's really when a lot of these kids get kind of left behind. They're home either playing video games, not getting out and enjoying it. And so there were a bunch of amazing programs we heard from kids, but I think this one really touched our group because it really is fitting a need in the summer when kids should be out enjoying the beautiful North Idaho outdoors that we all live here for. So.
And then the other one is Food for Our Children. So this organization provides food, little bags of food, every Friday during the school year for kids that have food insecurity over the weekend, maybe not sure what they will eat that weekend or how much food they will have, or, you know, if they're living in larger families that are living paycheck to paycheck or just kind of struggling. But also, you know, they're pretty flexible and it's healthy, good food for them to take home. And the stories that we heard from this group were just overwhelming to hear about kids who were so excited to just take food home. And have string cheese and nuts and peanut butter and all of those things that, you know, we can take for granted.
By the way, that was almost in harmony. Did you notice that?
For granted.
You guys are good.
And just one more thing on that. The school we're specifically raising for is Head Start.
Perfect. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY with Jim and Jack, and we are with Camille Balfonce and Emma Gibson from Leadership Sandpoint. We've gotten a little bit of background about the organization and the two, 501c3s that the event tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo, where the proceeds are going to. So let's make some Cinco de Mayo talk, okay?
Okay. So Cinco de Mayo, that is tomorrow, the 5th of May. We are having an event at Trinity at City Beach. You know, there are a lot of events and fundraisers in Sandpoint. It is so cool to see this town come together again and again. A lot of these events, you have to pay $50, $75, $100 to go and sit at a table and participate. This event is not like that. This is an event open to family, open to the public. We're just right on the lawn outside of Trinity, and people are welcome to come and check out our silent auction items, bring the family. There'll be a taco bar out there. We'll have drinks, we'll have games and balloons for the kids, and then, of course, silent auction items, raffle items, just really looking to have a great time with everyone and encouraging everyone to come out to support us and then also learn about these wonderful organizations.
Yeah, and the great thing about this year is if you went last year, it was very busy and hard to get in, which is great, and we're happy about that. But this year, Trinity is allowing us to have a taco bar on the lawn, and also a bar that's going to have margaritas, wine, and beer. So you can, there's going to be more room, more sitting on the lawn and outside. So there's going to be less of a wait and more of the drinks flowing.
And that's what's so cool about leadership is we learn from last year's group. If you're smart, you take advice from the prior group. So they were our facilitators. They were great in setting up all of our classes, but they also gave so much advice.
Yes.
This is what worked. This is what didn't work. If we could do it over again, this is how we would do it. And we were able to take, and then so every year it gets better and better and better.
Oh, and there'll also be live music by Brian Jacobs and Chris Lynch.
Perfect.
So we don't want to leave them out.
And the time is?
So it starts at 4:30, but it's, you know, kind of an open house style. So come and
so
go.
Come when you can.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent.
Do you have a tent? I hate to even ask.
Yes, we do. We are all tented
up. We have a lot of tents.
Hoping that the weather forecast holds. And it looks like in the afternoon, maybe the rain will be over. Who knows? But if it's not, we can still go down.
I'm feeling very confident that by 4:30, the sun will break through those rain clouds.
I like that confidence. That's tomorrow, Eternity at City Beach Lawn. It's Cinco de Mayo, a fundraiser party that's going to have a taco bar, drinks, raffle, silent auction, and music by Brian Jacobs and Chris Lynch. And briefly, one more time, can you remind our listeners the two 501c3s where the proceeds are going to, because I think that's very important.
It sure is. So all the funds are going to Kinnick-Sioux Land Trust and Food for Our Children.
Perfect. Great. And those are two wonderful organizations. We've had some conversations with them in the past.
Yes, we have. Yeah. I can't think of a more wonderful combination than margaritos and margaritas and tacos. I mean, if the weather holds, you have a beautiful view and everything. Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to add about the event, about Sandpoint Leadership, or any shout-outs?
Yes, we'd love to do a shout-out to our sponsors. So Smith & Malik Attorneys.
Do you want to Trinity, of course, at City Beach.
Joni McNeil Family Dentistry.
Schweitzer Mountain Resort.
The Daily Bee.
Lighthouse.
Bonner General Health.
And Gibson Wall Strategy Group of D.A. Davidson.
And Quest Aircraft.
Yay! You know, one of the things that when you read that list makes one aware of is that Sandpoint, North Idaho, very giving community, and the kind of support we receive from individuals and businesses and organizations, and I'm sure you found that out to be absolutely amazing.
Yes, it's just so welcoming, and that's what's great about leadership, because this gives you the education that you need about the community so that you can give back and be a part of that cycle as well. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to thank both of you very much, Emma Gibson and Camille Belfonce, for coming in representing Leadership Sandpoint and to talk about the Cinco de Mayo tomorrow, Friday, May 5th at Trinity at City Beach, 4:30 and beyond.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks so much. Hey, if they want more information about the event or anything, is there a website, phone number, or about Leadership Sandpoint as well?
We are on Facebook, or you can also look for us on the Chamber site, but the easiest place is definitely Facebook. Search for Leadership Sandpoint or Cinco de Mayo, and you'll find us.
Excellent.
Hey, yeah.
Thank you guys so much. We have Dinah Wall outside waiting for us. And as a transition, what we're going to do is play a song that was the number one song on this date 60 years ago. And I know you don't remember it, Jack, and I'm certainly sure that Camille and Emma do not, but I do.
You might have heard it before.
Oh, my fingers are crossed. But this also looks ahead to an event that's going to take place in 2 weeks, Lost in the 50s weekend. Here is the number one song from May 4, 1956. It's King Presley, Elvis Presley with All Shook Up.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug in love.
The KRFY Morning Show is broadcast every Tuesday and Thursday, live at 8 a.m. Tune in to 88.5 or stream us live from our website at 8 o'clock to hear the complete and unedited program, including musical selections. Due to our licensing, we are unable to include full songs in our downloadable podcasts. We now return to the KRFY Morning Show. It's 88.5 KRFY. That was Elvis Presley with All Shook Up, the number one song on this date in 1957. Is that correct, Jim?
I think I said 56. I meant 57. I tell you that. But when you're as old as I am, what's a year here and there?
Yes, indeed. I agree with that.
Who's that?
Who's that voice in here?
That's right.
Who's that voice?
We have a new guest in the studio. We've said good morning.
An old guest, but new today.
Yeah, that's right.
Watch it.
Have we met before? You are.
It's true.
Yeah,
we have.
Actually, you were here in a totally different capacity.
She wears many hats.
I was
last week. Many hats.
I know. Yeah, last week we were talking about the Novel Night, the Rotary Gala for the library, which is happening this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am now with my festival hat on.
That's right.
Well, the two are going to intertwine because I specifically picked a song by one of the performers coming up that will interweave library with the festival.
I like it.
But we're here to talk with Dino about the lineup for 2017. Let's start with just a general question. How was it to put together and compared to years previously? The group of performers you have booked?
Well, you know, some years go faster than others, and there's really no rhyme or reason for it. You know, it just seems like sometimes it's longer to get some commitments. And this year was one of those years. And it was especially ironic because we had already decided we wanted to announce the two Saturdays early. And those are the ones that were the hardest to book. And it wasn't just us. My other peers in the business, like people from that I work with from Sun Valley and Billings, this one guy from Billings sent me an email, and the header was, "Nobody wants my money this year." You know, it's like we were all having trouble. But the other thing with the Saturdays is that we wanted to take it up a notch to try to fill those extra seats that the city allowed us with the new grandstands. You know, we have 500 more seats out there. And so we took a little longer time to really procure people that we thought would do that. And so far, it's working. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Well, what makes you brought this up before when we've had you on about what makes Saturday different as opposed to a Thursday is that Saturday you can possibly have people traveling from Canada, from Spokane area, because it's a non-work day, whereas Thursday is a work day, and that might limit.
We found out. I mean, I remember one of the best shows we've ever had. It was Smokey Robinson, but he was on a Thursday, and we didn't sell it out. And for sure, we would have sold it out if he had been on a Saturday.
Angelique Kidjo.
There you go. Yeah. Thursdays are tough. And so Thursdays, you know, we try to get groups that don't cost as much, but we can still feel that enough locals and people within, a radius will come. And, you know, Pink Martini, who's the opening night group, they proved that the last time they were here, and that's why we brought them back on this opening night Thursday. They were on a second Thursday, which is traditionally the lowest attended night at the festival, and they sold more tickets than anybody else ever has on a Thursday. So we're confident that they will do very well on opening night, and in fact, their tickets are selling very well so far. So
they're a Portland, Oregon group.
That's right, the Little Orchestra.
The Little Orchestra
from Portland, Oregon. They're so much fun. I mean, that group last time just blew everybody away. Now more people know who they are too. They're just kind of quirky. They kind of, you know, they kind of walk that fence between kind of highbrow and fun nostalgia and yet progressive and kind of loungy. You know, I don't know. It's an interesting combination.
That was about 5 years ago. Were they here?
Were they here? Yeah. 2012 was when they first came here.
Wow, and that was five years ago.
Yes.
Let me jump in and do a little house cleaning here, because I think, in case you are just tuning in and you're just stranded on the Amtrak and you've never been to Sandpoint before and somehow do not know what we're talking about. This is a festival at Sandpoint, which is it's a concert series in the first two weekends in August. And Dino, you're the executive director.
That's right.
That's all I wanted to say.
You know what? I appreciate that. We just jumped in as if everybody knows who we are and what's going on.
Well, almost everyone does.
Your voice is familiar.
Oh, well. Right.
With quite a, but Jack is absolutely correct.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jack.
There might be some drive-by listener who might be unaware.
We hope there are and that you'll come back to our lovely little bird. I did get a call from a guy yesterday. I have to just tell you this because it wasn't really a complaint, but he had never been here before and he had bought a season pass. And he said, wait a minute, I thought it was August 3rd through the 13th, like 11 straight nights of music. I was like, oh no. I said, I'm sorry if that wasn't clear that it's the Thursday through Sunday.
And then
it's 3, 4, 5, 6. And then, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13. And so I said, believe me, I don't think you would be able to walk you're going to need a break. I told him, and I said, there are so many beautiful things to do here in this town. Besides the festival, people come up here and they do like the, you know, arts and crafts fair during the day, or they do the Longbridge swim, or they, you know, hike, or they
pick huckleberries.
They pick huckleberries. That's a good, I should have told him that. I have his email. I'm going to tell him.
He's got a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
He does. And so, yeah, he was wondering what he was going to do. And I said, don't worry. you're going to love it.
let's listen to a Pink Martini. We've got a song queued up from their recent album, Jadi Kui.
Boy.
Yes. This is a new one. You're looking at me.
I'm excited.
And this is a song called Kai Kola Khan if you wonder why, all of the song titles, or most of them, are in another language.
They are multilinguists.
Multilingual, totally. So this is Kai Kola Khan from the recent release by Pink Martini. Give them a listen. They're August 3rd.
That's it. That was quick.
Kai Kola Khan by Pink Martini.
And it is Jadi Kui.
Jadi Kui?
Jadi Kui. It means I say yes. That's the name of their album.
Then why don't they just say I say yes?
I don't know. You were just in France. There, you have no excuse there, Mr. Healy.
I just said no.
You said je dis non.
Je dis non. That's Pink Martini. They're going to be on Thursday, August 3rd at the festival at Sandpoint. And while we were listening to it, Dino Walls said, hey, how about a couple tickets to Pink Martini, which we will give away when we play the next song by the group that's going to be here on the 4th of August. And whom would that be?
Well, I am so excited to announce that the B-52s are going to be here. I've been wanting to get this group for a long time, and this is one of those groups, you know, we often put out on Facebook, you know, who do you want to see? And everybody has wanted to see the B-52s. And the fun thing is these suggestions come from people who are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and people who, and kids who are, you know, in teenagers and 20-somethings love the B-52s. They're just, you know, they're just a party band. If a party is ever dying, you know, on the vine, just put on the B-52s.
Love and things Tin, roof, rusted.
I know, you're going to get people up and dancing. And it is a dance show where we configure the venue a little differently, where we provide more space at the front of the stage where people can stand up and dance around. There's still plenty of room to sit, of course. And people do that. They kind of set up their little camps and then they go in and dance and they come back out and rest and have a beer or a glass of wine. Then they go back in, you know. So you know, you don't have to be in the dancing area the whole time you're there. And of course, we have that beautiful new grandstands. People are going to be able to hang out under that nice roof. And
get a good view of the dancers.
Oh, yeah. It's always, the dance concerts are always good people watching.
Well, what I like about this choice is that it's very difficult not to be getting up and moving around when you hear like Love Shack or Rock Lobster or Quiche Lorraine, just wonderful songs like that. And they're kooky and crazy.
Yeah.
It fits the feel of summer.
Yeah. And, you know, I was listening to them the other day, a whole album, and I, you know, kind of retrospective songs. And it's true that a lot of their songs are really, really quirky, but at the heart, they're like a really good rock band.
Oh,
you know, the musicianship is fantastic, and the absolutely. Harmonies, and you know, they really and the percussion and everything, and it's going to be a fun show. It's going
to
be a great
well,
show.
Well, I have to admit though that when it's house cleaning day on Janelle Way, we put on Time Capsule by the B-52s, and we play it loud.
Oh, that's awesome! That is so cool. I can just imagine you with your little vacuum cleaner going to Quiche Lorraine.
Are you a B-52 fan, Jack?
I would say I'm a casual fan.
Casual?
Yeah.
You've danced to Love Shack, though.
Oh, certainly.
Okay.
How can one not?
Yes. Okay.
So that's on some kind of wedding playlist, I'm sure. Wedding playlist.
But some of the ones, you know, I love some of their more melodic things, like Cosmic Thing, that one album that they had with Rome and Deadbeat Club.
I was going to say Rome and Deadbeat Club.
Deadbeat Club is actually one of my, and Dry County. I mean, there's some good songs on that. And they kind of got into a little bit of a different genre on that album, and I really like it.
And they've gone through some, I think, lineup changes over time since when they first appeared in the late 70s. When you consider that, my gosh, 70, 80, 90, that's 40 years.
This is their 40th year.
Go away.
And the three of them have been together, you know, the three main people in the band. And one of them died. Fred Schneider, Kate Pearson, and Cindy Wilson are still in the band.
I think it's Cindy Wilson's brother who passed.
Yes, exactly. He passed away, and he actually was the lead guitarist, and then the drummer became the lead guitarist to take his place after he passed away.
Next one up.
Yeah, exactly. And then I think the other guy who was in there is not in the band anymore, but these three have been together 40 years. It's kind of amazing. They've sold 20 million albums. I mean, they've been around for a long time. They're from Athens, Georgia. And
along with the Indigo Girls and R.E.M.
Yeah, what's going on in Athens, man?
Well, if you don't have a football team, I guess you go with arts and entertainment.
I guess so.
That's Athens, Georgia. You're right. Yeah. I mean, that as far as musical output per capita, rank pretty high.
Yeah, it's kind of a curious thing. I wonder if anybody's ever studied that. What the heck?
I'm sure they have.
Yeah.
This is on Friday, August 4th. Mm-hmm. We're going to play a song by the B-52s. And once it started, we will take the third caller to 208-265-2992, the third caller, and you will receive two tickets to Pink Martini. That's whom we played before. But that's once again 265-2992. The third caller will receive two tickets to Pink Martini. Here is, of course, B-52s. We have to do it.
We have to.
Private
Just
Idaho.
Imagine this. Imagine this at the festival.
Amen. My own Private Idaho with the B-52s. And we did have a winner for the Pink Martini tickets. Yay. And we do have two more tickets coming up to another group. So please pay attention and you might be the winner. You're right, though. The vocals on B-52s and then the sounds they make, like on Rock Lobster with their...
It's amazing. And even like Quiche Lorraine, you know, the song about the little poodle. That's a fun song to listen to. There's barking going on and all sorts of stuff.
That's Friday night, August 5th. Mm-hmm. And now we're heading into Saturday, the 5th of Saturday of August. And who is that?
Well, I'll tell you something. People who love country music are freaking out over this one. He is just this red hot country artist. And I'm not just talking about how he looks, because he looks pretty good too, I have to say.
And he can sing.
Yes. And he can sing and he can play the guitar and he can write beautiful songs. He's a really fast rising star. He was named American Country Music Awards Breakthrough Artist of the Year in 2012. And his name is Jake Owen. He's got number one hits like Barefoot Blue Jean Nights, I think is one that I've heard. The One That Got Away, Anywhere With You, and Beachin' is kind of a fun song about hanging out on the beach and taking it easy. And, you know, I am not the biggest country music fan in the world, but there are a lot of people involved in our organization who are, and people on the booking committee who are, and also our interns, like young people really love, there's a whole contingent of young country fans, and they're all extremely happy about this. They're just thrilled. They can't believe we got him.
Let's back up just a little bit, Dino. Has the festival got the warm-up groups yet, or is that still falling in place?
That's still falling in place, you know, and I love to have those done before we announce, but this year, a lot of them are bringing their own, and they haven't told us who they're touring with yet. With the B-52s, we're waiting for approval on one of our regional groups that we've put forward to them, but like Pink Martini, it's an evening with. They never have an opening act.
The whole deal.
They like to just do two really long sets with a intermission. Jake Owen is bringing his own, and I'm supposed to hear today who that is, actually. I haven't yet. I actually texted the agent just before I came on the air, and I said, do we know anything yet? Because, you know, sometimes these stars take these up-and-coming, you know, artists on under their wing, and they bring them on their tour mm-hmm. with them. And then, like, the Head and the Heart, who are coming the following week, they're bringing a group with them called the Roman Candles, and that group is traveling with them the whole time.
Yeah.
And then with Iration and the Wailers, that is a double header concert. So there's no time
there's
for an opener.
There's going to be no room
yeah.
for that.
They both are headliners that night. And so they'll start, we're going to start the music actually a little earlier. We usually start at 7:30 and we're going to start at 7. And then George Thorogood and the Destroyers, we have the White Buffalo is the opener on that. And that guy is really, really cool. We actually suggested that and they liked the idea. And he's an American singer-songwriter and he has this voice that is just gorgeous. It kind of reminds me of the lead singer from Stone Temple Pilots, you know, gorgeous low voice. So that's how it goes with the openers. It's sometimes we get to pick and get a lot of local people on stage, and then sometimes they bring their own. Yeah, so but we'll know more about that. We'll know more about the opener for Jake Owen and the B-52s, hopefully in the next week.
So maybe late June or thereabouts, we could have you come back on, and we could listen to some of the openers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of times people end up loving the opener as much or more than the lead. And
that's absolutely.
Especially if you have a season pass and you're going every night, and so, you know, you might be getting out of your box anyway. And so then you're paying attention to those openers and you end up loving them. And the openers, I always tell them, bring a ton of CDs because our fans
do support.
Yes, our festival fans line up and buy that music. And they're always really pleasantly surprised, the openers. They're like, well, I can't believe I sold 100 CDs, you know, or something.
That's cool. Wonderful. We're here on 88.5 KRFY. Jack and Jim with Dino Wall, executive director at the festival, and we're going through the lineup for this coming August. And right now we're on Saturday, August 5th with Jake Owen. Let's play a Jake Owen tune and give it a listen, and we'll be right back. Here he is with a cut off his 2016 album, American Love. It's called LAX.
City of angels, city of stars, she shined brightest on that boulevard. She introduced me to Jackson Brown convertible.
That's Jake Owen, LAX, from the new one, American Love. I think that's his latest
release.
That's
pretty clever, LAX, like mm-hmm. the airport, and also the ex-girlfriend.
Clever. I don't know who wrote the song, and I don't know if he writes his own material, but I thought that was just a
He does write a lot of his own material, so I think maybe he did write that.
Saturday.
It could be autobiographical, you never know.
Saturday, August 5th. And then on Sunday, Dino.
Oh, the Sunday. It's a musical fun for the young and the young at heart. It's the festival's family concert. Even if you don't have kids or if you're not a kid yourself, you should go to this show. It is so fun. It's The Frog Prince with music by Jules Massenet and choreography by Mark Spielberger. It's an original ballet. We're going to have dancers from the Studio One. And we also have some ringers coming from University of Idaho. dancers for this, and it is it's a wonderful concert that is put on by our community orchestra. If you play an instrument and you want to be in this orchestra, you can let us know. You get the music early in the summer and you practice all summer, and then you get together right before the concert. And I think our youngest person in this group last year was 8, and the oldest was 88. So, I mean, it's a really cool thing. And no matter what instrument you play, we have a place for you in this orchestra. So if you want to do that, it's very cool. And on the family day, before the concert happens, the gates open at 2:30, and there's all sorts of activities. It's, you know, there are clowns and there's face painting. And there's an instrument petting zoo, which is run by Forest Burg Charter School, the band students. Aww. Yeah, it's so cool that kids can try, you know, drums and guitars and
a tuba.
Yeah, everything. You can try it all. And under the tutelage of high school band students, and these kids have a fun time with that. And we have pony rides and a real petting zoo with animals and games and all sorts of stuff. And the best part for parents is we even have this little corner, and it's called the Parents' Corner. And it's a little 5-minute neck and shoulder massages for parents, which you need if you're a parent of small children at a crazy concert. And the bar that day is called, it's the kids bar, and nobody over 21 is allowed in the bar. And they only sell, there's three things you can get in there. You can get a Roy Rogers, a Shirley Temple, and popcorn, and that's it. And all the money usually goes to, the animal shelter or kids soccer or whatever the kids want to do, because it's run by kids. Everything's a buck. And, Festival Street's open that day, though. We still have all that great food out there.
All that great food.
All that great food that's out there at the festival. And so at the family concert, if you haven't been to it, just go. And it's a fun time.
Sunday, August 6th.
Yes.
And that gets us into the second week of the festival.
That's right. We give you 3 days off, although I would like to come back on later on this month and tell you about this really cool thing that we're putting together right now.
Okay.
It's a Charlie Packard Memorial concert, and it'll have a lot of local musicians.
Oh, how wonderful.
And it's not part of the actual festival season, but it's still going to be there during the festival, and it's on the Wednesday between the 2 weeks. And
perfect.
So we'll talk about that.
Sure. Promise, yeah. You'll come back?
I will. Because we're putting it together right now. Karen Bowers, as well as Charlie's sons, we're putting together who's going to be on that night and what we're going to do, because we established a scholarship fund for Charlie for local singer-songwriters.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so that's going to benefit that. So we can talk about more when we know more about it. But week two at the with the festival lineup is on Thursday, August 10th, and we have the indie folk rock sensation, The Head and the Heart.
The Head and the Heart.
The Head and the Heart.
That's a nice pick.
Yeah.
Nice poll. That's Thursday, August 10th.
Yes.
Have they been here before?
Yes.
They have.
Yes.
I thought so, yeah.
They were a huge hit here when they were first starting out. You know, they started out as just like street musicians.
Six of them.
Yeah, yep. In Seattle. They were kind of buskers, and they kind of got together on open mic nights, and they realized they kind of had something going. And so we had them first here when they had released their first album that just took off beyond all expectation. They were just really, and since then they've really honed their sound and have two more albums. Their latest release is Signs of Light, and they've been up to this area. They love it. They even have a song called Coeur d'Alene. Hopefully they'll have one called Sandpoint one day. They did go skinny dipping after their concert, I heard, last time they were here. Whoa!
And they came back.
They're coming back. So look out. But their voices and their harmonies and their musicianship, they're really wonderful. So The Head and the Heart coming back on Thursday, August 10th. And we have our brew tasting that night, too. Our brew tasting has become really, really popular. For $10 more, you get a little Pilsner glass and unlimited tasting.
It's miniature.
Tasting.
It's
cute. You can have it for like tomato juice for the rest of the year, or orange juice. It's like a little juice glass. But we have a lot of great breweries here, local breweries. And yeah.
What else? I know McDuff's and Laughing Dog, I'm guessing, will be there.
Oh, yes, but a lot of them from all over the Northwest are here, too, the big ones as well. But the locals are here, too, which is great.
Do you know how many breweries are going to be there?
Last year, I think it was 34.
Whoa!
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's That's a lot of beer.
Even in a little small glass. That's right.
You'll be hard pressed to sample everyone.
Yes.
Thursday, August 10th, that would be the Head and the Heart. And we've got a song queued up from their 2016 Signs of Light CD. And the cut is called I Did This For You, Dino, because I know that you wear a Rotary hat.
That's right.
There's an event coming up.
It's Saturday night, the novel gala night,
and one of the proceeds go for the library, and this is a song called Library Magic.
I love it. So thanks for weaving those two themes together.
Yeah, it was easy. Okay, here's the Head and the Heart with Library Magic from their Signs of Light 2016 album. They're going to be at the festival Thursday, August 10.
Drawn to that sort of library magic, whispering through the dusty aisles, watching all the thinkers read, trying to keep a grown man quiet. It's like pulling teeth on a winter's eve, cracks and holes in unfamiliar roads.
Library Magic, the name of the song by The Head and the Heart from Seattle, Washington, who are going to be performing at the festival at Sandpoint at Memorial Field here in Sandpoint on Thursday, August the 10th of this year, 2017. That's kicking off the second weekend of the Festival at Sandpoint 2017 concert series. We're here with Dino Wall, Jack, and Jim in the studio for the KRFY morning show. And you know what? This is the time that we give our legally required station identification. Here we go. Listen to this.
This is 88.5 KRFY Ponderé.
There you have it. This is 88.5 KRFY Ponderé. And you are listening to The Morning Show with Jack and Jim. Jim and Jack and Dino Wall. Coming up on Friday, August 11th, we're just kind of chronologically running through the festival at Sandpoint's acts now that they are officially announced.
Yes.
And this one will not have an opener. Instead, it's got a double headliner.
That's right. And we do this every now and then. It's like a Fat Friday. It's like when we had Donovan Frankenreiter and Brett Denon, and we've done this before. And it's two groups. They're equally co-billed, and they go together well. And they're each going to do, a 90-minute set or more. I mean, these guys like to jam. I'd love to see them all on stage jamming at the end.
Can you imagine?
I think that can happen. But it's Iration and the Wailers. And Iration is kind of fun because one is a legendary, been around forever, and Iration is one of the hottest young reggae groups out there. You see them headlining reggae festivals, all over the country. They're from Hawaii, which is kind of cool, my home state. And then they got back together and started creating music together in Santa Barbara, outside of Santa Barbara, Isla Vista. And they are kind of this subgenre of reggae called sunshine reggae. And I think it's just real positive and uplifting and, fun. And that's the great thing about, reggae is that the reggae concerts we've had, Ziggy and we've had, Michael Franti, who's kind of a sunshine reggae sort of. And people are just so happy and joyful.
Well, the energy.
Yeah, it's all positive. Very, very positive. And then we have the Wailers, our legend, Bob Marley's legendary band. They'll just play hit after hit after hit in everybody's, list of Bob Marley's favorite songs.
A couple of years ago, they were at the Hive, and they were wonderful.
Oh, yes. Yeah. If you're a reggae fan, if you're a Bob Marley fan, you want to go to this.
And this is a dance concert.
It is. How could it not be?
Absolutely.
It has to be a dance concert.
Absolutely.
There's no way anybody's standing still for this one.
It's difficult with reggae music in general to sit back like you're listening to classical music and be moved cerebrally.
Yeah, no, it moves your body. It totally moves your body.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And will the format be the same in terms of opening up the field like with B-52s?
Exactly. And then we're going to shorten that area a little bit more than we have in years past and to create more seating available right behind the dance area.
So people can go
and sit there. Yeah.
Perfect.
So we're making some improvements to that, but I think it'll just be a really fun night, a positive night, and just a lot of great energy
and a lot of great movement and dancing. That's Friday, August the 11th. Since we know most of the Wailers, their music with Bob Marley, I thought we'd do an Iration song, and we have two tickets
to
give away.
Two tickets to this show.
Friday, August the 11th, we will take what number caller, Jack?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot here. I don't know. What do you think? Should we do the...
Should we do three again? We'll feel comfortable with that.
It was lucky number three, yeah.
265-2992. And if the person who won the pink martini ticket not call, that would be a good thing because we need to share the love around. So this is two free tickets to Iration and the Wailers on Friday, August the 11th, 265-2992. Once the music starts, we'll take the third caller. Play it. You don't know your mind.
Here's Iration. And ready? Begin.
The X on your calendar. Days when your skies turn black, hit the wrong weary traveler.
Delightful. Hey, yes, you're listening to 88.5 KRFY. That was a band called Iration who are playing the festival at Sandpoint here in Sandpoint at Memorial Field on Friday, August the 11th, along with the Wailers. Do you know who goes first, who goes second? Do you know?
Iration is going to go first. And it's interesting because really either one of them could have gone first. But they kind of did that in deference to their heroes, the Wailers, letting them close the show. But I think I'm hoping there's going to be a jam session on stage at the end.
Oh, wouldn't that be sweet?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen.
We have pictures here. Sorry, Jim. We have pictures here of the acts, and I do see some gray beards in the Wailers there.
These guys have been around a long time. This is the real deal. You know, there's been a few different incarnations of the Wailers, and there was lawsuits even, you know, it got kind of crazy, but this is the real deal. This is the bona fide Wailers. And, family man Barrett is the bass player who kind of kept them all together. And there's a lot of original members.
When you announced the lineup, I was going through a back issue of Mojo Magazine, which is a music magazine out of England. And always in the back, the final six or seven pages are people in concert. And it really made me happy to see the Wailers.
Oh, yeah.
We're over. So we're getting a transatlantic experience with the Wailers, and they're coming to our festival here for a dance night.
I know. It's just going to be a blast. It's if you like reggae, if you like world music, or if you just like to feel good and be out there enjoying life and music on the lake with, you know, on this beautiful concert venue, you're going to love this.
Absolutely.
This is going to be a nice night.
This is a little off topic, but the speaking of the Wailers' name, there was actually a band in around here in the Pacific Northwest called the Wailers before Bob Marley's Wailers became prominent.
That's interesting.
And early in their career, I think when they were opening for Sly and the Family Stone or something like that, but Bob Marley's and the Wailers, people were not expecting a reggae band from Jamaica. They were expecting American rock and roll.
I wonder what happened to the legality of something like that. There must be duplication.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think about that. You think that, you know, band names, I guess when bands break up, this happens all the time, though. Who owns the name? And sometimes it doesn't matter, and sometimes it does, you know, and they can't use it anymore.
That's because it was always Bob Marley and the Wailers, and then if there's a group called the Wailers, and then you take off Bob Marley's name.
Right.
But we do want to thank all the people who called in. We did have a winner, and we want to thank the festival at Sandpoint for donating the tickets to Pink Martini and Iration and the Wailers. And thank everyone for, and who knows, we might have some more ticket giveaways in the future.
Who knows?
Right. Who knows? Right. Mm-hmm. How about Saturday, the second Saturday of the festival?
Oh, this is fun. You know, people love classic rock, and these concerts are, you know, always very, very popular, and people are really excited about George Thorogood and the Destroyers. I've talked to a lot of people who have seen George Thorogood live, and they said it's one of the best shows. He's just high energy. He gives you your money's worth and more. He just goes for it. He loves to connect with the audience. Super high energy. And the Destroyers have been with him for forever.
A gazillion years.
Yeah. And in fact, he is very specific that when we put out his name, he wants his band's name, he wants the Destroyers' name to be as big as his name, because he thinks that they are, you know, part of that success, and they are. And they have their 2017 Rock Party Tour. That's the name of their tour. So, you know, they're into having fun, there's so many hits. You know, it's kind of a boogie blues rock
bad sound.
Bad to the bone, move on over. Who do you love? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. You know, it's like it's just kind of anthems of classic rock from the past, but you know, somebody who still puts on a great show.
And whose vocals and instrumentation are as strong as ever.
Absolutely. I just talked to someone who saw him just last year and mm-hmm. just said, wow, what a show. You know, so
lots of energy, and we're gonna play a cut by George Thorogood and the Destroyers, who will be on Saturday, August 12th. This is a Hank Williams classic called Move It On Over here on 88.5 KRFY.
I come in last night about a 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in.
George Thorogood and the Destroyers. They are playing at the festival at Sandpoint on Saturday, August the 12th of 2017. We're here with Dino Wall, the executive director of the festival at Sandpoint, just finishing up our preview of the upcoming festival season. That was George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Go ahead, Dino.
Yeah, and he'll be playing with the White Buffalo is opening for him. And I urge everyone to Google the White Buffalo. You know, check him out. You'll really, really like his music. We've been getting into it in the festival office, and we just think he's like the quintessential festival fare. So
cool.
So check out the White Buffalo. In addition to George Thorogood, of course.
Is that a band or a guy?
It's a guy named the White Buffalo. I think his name is Jake Smith or something, but his stage name is the White Buffalo. But he does have a band.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. He was named one of NPR's 12 new artists to watch. So they always do a good job with picking those.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next night, Sunday, August 13th, is the grand finale. And this year it's called Nordic Nights. And I have to say that, you know, most years, Gary Sheldon, our maestro, comes up with the idea. But this one actually came to me as I was driving back from Portland. I was listening to public radio, and I heard Grieg's Piano Concerto. Ah. And I thought, oh my God, this would be great at the festival. I don't think we've ever had Scandinavian, you know, composer night before. And so I shared that idea with Gary Sheldon, and he loved it, and he ran with it and put together this fantastic program. It's going to start with Clark's Prince of Denmark March, and then Elfin's Swedish Rhapsody Number 1. And then Grieg's powerful piano concerto. And Tien Shea, who is a pianist, who many of you have seen her, she did a performance at the Panada a few years ago. And also she played at the festival. She played Beethoven's Choral Fantasy about 10 years ago. And she's a very powerful percussive pianist. And she's perfect for this piece. And when I asked her if it was in her repertoire, she said, oh my God, it's my favorite. So,
wonderful.
You know, she's really excited to come back here and do that. And then the second half of the program includes Grieg's Peer Gynt suite and Sibelius's Finlandia. And of course, preceding the concert, our Taste of the Stars wine tasting. And this is an event that's kind of taken on a life of its own. It's now the largest wine tasting event of its kind in the entire state of Idaho. And last year, I think we had about 35 wineries. And Cindy Marks from Ponderay Winery helps put that together. And it's anybody over the age of 21 who buys a ticket to this concert gets a nice festival wine glass and entree into the wine tasting at 4:30 in the afternoon. And then the concert starts at 7:30. So it's a really nice afternoon and evening at the festival at Sandpoint.
And fireworks.
And big fireworks, courtesy of Avista Utilities. They always put that out. We have those on opening night, too. Opening night and closing night.
I was
going to
ask
night.
About that.
Yeah.
It's we a have nice bookend. Nice
yes,
bookend.
Yes, definitely. And we usually put them out on a barge so that they don't bother our resident osprey. And it's always just a big exclamation point at the end of a season for that. There's always an encore, like Stars and Stripes or something like that. You know, some wonderful, patriotic music, and then this big fireworks, and then we say, "All right, woohoo!"
And on to 2018.
Yes. And I should also mention that, you know, we always have a wonderful poster artist, a local poster artist that does
yes.
the poster. And we just announced that at our wine auction last week. It's Lita Judd. And she is just this fantastic. She is eight. She says, "I'm 87 years young." And she is a volunteer art teacher at the LPO Lake Pondere High School. And she did the Kaleidoscope program in elementary schools for years. She does these. She really specializes in paper mache and clay creations.
Ooh, ooh.
So it's going to be really interesting to see what Lita comes up with.
And there will be out at Dover. Will there be a viewing of it?
Absolutely. We always unveil the artwork 3 weeks before the festival.
I was going to say in July.
Yeah. So it's July 13th is going to be the unveiling.
Excellent.
Yeah, and then that original artwork gets auctioned off, and it kind of becomes the theme and the poster art and the shirt art and everything for that season.
Perfect. So yeah. Anybody looking for more information about the festival lineup or about the festival can go to festival@sandpoint.com or you can call 208-265-4554 or stop by their office.
Yeah, come on by. We're at 525 Pine Street.
Absolutely.
It's right next to the community garden, right across from Melody Muffler or Sailor Owens Kerr right there.
Mm-hmm.
At the kind of the convergence of 6th and Pine. And come on in. We've got pictures up of all the artists who've come.
It's a great environment.
It's just a fun thing to come on in and see.
And a bowl of Jolly Rancher hard candies.
And Reasons.
And oh God.
You know what? People get mad when we're out of Reasons.
I totally understand that. We want to thank Dinah Wall for taking time out of her busy schedule to stop by here and with Jack and Jim at the morning show.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun to hang out with you guys.
You bet. And we'll bring you back for when you get the Charlie Packard lineup all set.
Mm-hmm.
And with some of the intro acts to the festival at Sandpoint, performers like White Buffalo.
Absolutely.
So that we can play their music. And thank you so much for bringing in a couple pairs of tickets. And Jack, it's been good with you on this Thursday. We're going to close
mm-hmm.
out. Jack and I discovered something as Jack was writing down the winners of the tickets, that he is a left-hander and I'm a left-hander. Dino?
Yes, I am not, but I have a left-handed daughter.
Uh-huh.
So I know of what you speak here, and it's very cool. I think left-handed people, I pretty much like every left-handed person I know. You creative people and, you know, fun and kind and caring and artistic.
Don't stop. Don't stop.
But yeah, I think you should have a left-handers club. I think you should do like a left-hander club. You could play, or do like a left-hand day at KRFY and play only left-handed artists.
Ooh.
I'm sure we could find them.
You could. Oh, there are a lot of them, I bet.
Sunday, August 13th is International Left-Handers Day.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I
didn't know there was such a thing.
Oh, sure.
Cool.
Oh,
come
there's
on.
Even left-hander magazines.
You don't celebrate? You don't give your daughter a present?
I really should.
Well,
now that she knows.
Give her a ticket to Nordic Nights.
That's right.
There you go. We want to thank you for tuning in to the KRFY Morning Show. This has been Jim and Jack, and we're going to exit out since we went overtime, and there are some diehard Bird Note folks out there that have probably been thumping.
Love those Bird Notes.
Oh, absolutely. Thumping their fingers on the table saying, when are they going to get off the air and play Bird Note? So here it is, 23 minutes later, Bird Note, and then I will go into Otto's Eclectic Mix.